Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Borussia Dortmund stars advocate for Jadon Sancho's return, viewing Man United outcast as a key asset. Dortmund debates Jadon Sancho transfer return amid Man United exit rumors. In the ever-evolving world of football transfers, Jadon Sancho S potential comeback to Borussia Dortmund is stirring up excitement and caution alike. As the winger seeks an escape from his challenging time at Manchester United, key voices within the German club are advocating for his return, viewing him as a game-changer who could reignite their attacking prowess. Players champion Sancho's comeback. Reports from reliable sources indicate that multiple Borussia Dortmund squad members are actively supporting a move to bring back Jadon Sancho. They see the 25-year-old as retaining his exceptional skills in ball control, inventive playmaking, and the capacity to turn games with decisive moments, reminiscent of his peak performances that terrorized defenses across the continent. Dortmund stars pushing for Sancho return. Club chiefs split over risky reunion. Atletico and Roma join transfer hunt. Internal divisions on Jadon Sancho's Borussia Dortmund reunion. Despite the enthusiasm from teammates, there's a divide among Borussia Dortmund's leadership regarding Jadon Sancho's possible return. Skeptics within the club are wary of his dip in performance during his stint at Manchester United, suggesting that his growth has plateaued amid off-field issues. Questions also arise about his ability to adapt to the rigorous standards and consistency demanded by manager Niko Kovac, potentially disrupting team harmony. Financial hurdles in Sancho transfer talks. Even though Sancho is open to reducing his earnings to facilitate the switch, his projected annual salary at Dortmund could range from €8-10 million. This represents a substantial investment for a team in the Bundesliga, where financial resources are more constrained compared to elite clubs in other leagues like the Premier League or La Liga. Manchester United has set a valuation of approximately €20 million, £17 million per $23 million, for the player, which has deterred direct purchases so far. Interested parties are leaning toward temporary arrangements, such as loans with purchase clauses, to mitigate risks without immediate large expenditures. Rivals eye Jadon Sancho as Dortmund hesitates in transfer saga. The hesitation at Borussia Dortmund has opened opportunities for other clubs to pursue Jadon Sancho. Atletico Madrid, under Diego Simeone, is keeping a close watch, attracted by the prospect of injecting his imaginative flair into their competitive setup in Spain. Similarly, as Roma has stepped up their interest, conducting thorough assessments of his availability and fit. Potential pitfalls and updated insights. While Sancho's talent for delivering spectacular plays remains evident, highlighted by his recent loan spell where he contributed to key assists in the Champions League, Dortmund worries that mindset issues could lead to a costly error if they pursue a third chapter with him. As of the 2024 transfer window updates, with over 50% of European clubs exploring loan options amid economic pressures post-pandemic, this scenario underscores the cautious approach in high-stakes deals, much like navigating a high-wire act where one wrong step could unsettle the balance. Borussia Dortmund stars advocate for Jadon Sancho's return amid Manchester United uncertainty. The footballing world is buzzing with speculation surrounding Jadon Sancho S future at Manchester United. His current situation at Old Trafford has led to increasing whispers of a potential return to his former club, Borussia Dortmund, and those whispers are now being amplified by current Dortmund players. This article delves into the growing support for Sancho's comeback to the Bundesliga, examining the reasons behind it and the potential impact on both clubs, the current situation at Manchester United. Sancho's time at Manchester United hasn't unfolded as many expected. Signed for a substantial fee in 2021, the England international has struggled to consistently deliver the performances that made him a star at Borussia Dortmund. Recent public disagreements with manager Erik ten Hag have further complicated matters, leading to a period of being frozen out of the first team. This public fallout has fueled speculation about a January transfer, with Dortmund emerging as a strong contender for his signature. The key issues appear to be a breakdown in communication and differing expectations regarding Sancho's role within the team. His form has been inconsistent, and he hasn't been able to replicate the explosive creativity he showcased during his previous spell in Germany. Dortmund players publicly express support. Several key players at Borussia Dortmund have openly voiced their desire to see Sancho back in the black and yellow. Marco Reus, a longtime teammate and friend, has been particularly vocal, stating that Sancho is always welcome at Dortmund. Emre Can has also expressed his positive feelings towards the winger, highlighting his quality and the positive impact he had on the team during his previous stint. This public support isn't just about sentimentality. It's a clear indication of the value Dortmund still places on Sancho's abilities. The players recognize his potential to elevate the team's attacking prowess and believe he would seamlessly reintegrate into the squad. Why Dortmund want Sancho back? Tactical and commercial benefits. Bringing Sancho back to Dortmund isn't solely a sentimental decision. There are significant tactical and commercial reasons driving their interest. Attacking reinforcement. Dortmund's attack, while potent, could benefit from Sancho's direct running, dribbling skills, and goal-scoring threat. Familiar environment. Sancho thrived in Dortmund's system previously, understanding the club's philosophy and the expectations of the fans. Champions League ambitions. A player of Sancho's caliber could significantly boost Dortmund's chances of progressing further in the Champions League. Commercial appeal. Sancho is a marketable player with a large social media following, which would enhance Dortmund's brand recognition. A look back. Sancho's successful first stint at Dortmund. Sancho's first spell at Borussia Dortmund, 2017-2021, was nothing short of sensational. He quickly established himself as one of the most exciting young talents in European football, forming a dynamic attacking trio with Erling Haaland and Marco Reus. His statistics speak for themselves. Season, appearances, goals, assists, 2017-18, 34, 1, 8, 2018-19, 43, 13, 19, 2019-20, 32, 17, 16, 2020-21, 26, 6, 11. These numbers demonstrate Sancho's consistent contribution to goals and his ability to create opportunities for his teammates. He became a fan favorite at the Signal Iduna Park, known for his flair, creativity, and infectious energy. Potential hurdles to a return. Despite the strong desire from both Dortmund and Sancho, several obstacles could prevent a swift return. Manchester United's asking price remains a significant hurdle. They are unlikely to let him go for a fee significantly lower than what they originally paid. Furthermore, Sancho's wage demands could be a sticking point, as Dortmund typically operates with a stricter wage structure. Negotiating a deal that satisfies all parties will require compromise and creative financial solutions. The nature of the fallout with Ten Hag also needs to be addressed to ensure a smooth reintegration if a move does materialize. First-hand experience, Dortmund fan perspective. As a Dortmund fan, seeing Sancho struggle at United has been tough. He was electric here, a joy to watch. We all miss his creativity and his connection with the team. If he can recapture that form, he'd be a massive asset again. The atmosphere here really suits his playing style, and I think he'd thrive again in this environment. Marcus, a Borussia Dortmund season ticket holder. Analyzing the transfer possibilities. Loan versus permanent deal. Given the financial constraints and the complexities of the situation, a loan deal appears to be the most likely scenario in January. This would allow Dortmund to assess Sancho's form and fitness without committing to a large upfront fee. A permanent transfer could be revisited at the end of the season, depending on his performances. However, Manchester United may prefer a permanent sale to recoup some of their initial investment. The negotiation will likely hinge on whether Dortmund can agree to a reasonable transfer fee or a loan agreement with an obligation to buy. The role of agents and negotiations. The role of agents will be crucial in facilitating any potential deal. Sancho's representatives will need to navigate the complex negotiations and ensure that his interests are protected. They will be tasked with finding a solution that allows him to regain his form and play regular football. The speed and efficiency of these negotiations will ultimately determine whether Sancho returns to Dortmund in the January transfer window.